Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be looking at cyber threats, specifically a group called UserSec. The source material we're going to be going over is a research paper by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau. That's a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory. They have a really interesting approach. They combine OSINT, open source intelligence, with HumineNT. That's human intelligence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can kind of think of them like digital detectives. They're looking at not only the technical details of these cyber attacks, but also the emotions, the motivations, and even the geopolitical context behind them.
That's fascinating. So they're trying to understand the people behind the attacks.
Exactly. So with all of that said, let's dive into UserSec. What makes them so dangerous?
Well, the first thing to know is that they're relatively new to the scene. They formed sometime in 2022. And they didn't really become active until early 2023.
Oh, wow.
But even though they haven't been around for long, they've already made a pretty big impact.
So it's like they just kind of burst onto the scene, fully formed, ready to cause chaos.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They're incredibly sophisticated. They use all kinds of tactics, like analyzing data that's been leaked to find new targets. They manipulate images and videos to spread misinformation. They even use social engineering to trick people.
Social engineering?
Yeah, getting people to just give up sensitive information.
So they're not just relying on hacking into systems?
No, they're not. That's part of what makes them so dangerous. They know how to take advantage of human weaknesses, you know? They play on our emotions or biases.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they use fear, anger, frustration
to
cause problems, you know? So discord and undermine trust in institutions.
That's a really good point. So they're not just going after, like, money or data, they're trying to actually influence how people think.
Absolutely. And they're not afraid to get their hands dirty in the digital world. I mean, UserSec is known for hacking into accounts. They exploit vulnerabilities in systems, launch DDoS attacks.
DDoS attacks?
Yeah. You know, those cripple websites take online services offline.
So it sounds like they're using kind of a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
But what about their motives? Are they just like cyber criminals looking to make a quick buck?
It's definitely more complicated than that. UserSec has really strong geopolitical motivations, and they're aligned with pro-Russian interests.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been linked to a lot of attacks that seem designed to disrupt and discredit Western governments and institutions.
So it's like a mix of cybercrime and cyber warfare.
You could say that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And to make matters even worse, they're not even working alone. UserSec partners with other cybercrime groups.
Really?
Yeah, they've created a whole network of collaborators, all these different skills and resources at their disposal.
So like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
A group that has all the technical sophistication. They know how to manipulate people psychologically, and they've got these powerful allies.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty unsettling.
It is concerning. And if we really want to understand how dangerous they can be, we need to talk about their targets. UserSec, they don't discriminate when it comes to targets. They really cast a wide net. Governments, transportation systems, healthcare providers, financial institutions, energy companies.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it, they've probably at least tried to find a way in.
So no one is really off limits. That's a kind of scary thought. Are there any specific, like, regions or countries that they seem to focus on more than others?
Well, they've been particularly active in France, the UK, the U.S., Italy, Germany, and several other countries, too.
Okay.
Really seems like they're trying to cause chaos and disruption globally.
So they have the motivation. They have the skills.
Yeah.
And they have the targets.
Yeah.
What about the tools? Like, what kind of weapons are in UserSec's arsenal?
Well, they're big fans of DDoS as a service.
Mm.
That's where you essentially rent out an army of infected computers.
Oh, wow.
It's called a botnet. And they use it to overwhelm a target website with traffic.
So they just knock it offline.
Yeah, basically. It's a denial of service attack.
No.
But that's not all. They also offer hacking training to other criminals. They sell these vulnerability analysis tools.
Mm-hmm.
And they even trade in stolen data.
It's just like they're running a business.
It is a business. A full-fledged cybercrime enterprise.
That's wild. But yeah, we talked earlier about how they use psychological manipulation,
mm-hmm.
how they exploit people's emotions. How does that actually work in practice?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. UserSec is like a master of propaganda and disinformation.
Okay.
They spread lies and distortions online, often through social media and fake news websites, to kind of shape public opinion and push their agenda forward.
So they're hacking minds, not just computers.
Exactly. They understand how to tap into those underlying fears and prejudices that we all have. You know, they amplify existing tensions and divisions in society.
Can you give an example of how they actually do that?
Sure. They've been known to exploit things like international crises, like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They use those to justify their attacks, to garner support for their cause. They twist narratives. They fuel outrage. They create this climate of fear and distrust.
That's chilling. It sounds like they're trying to manipulate people into turning against each other, to erode that trust in institutions and governments.
That is the goal. And the potential consequences are really concerning. Cybersecurity experts are particularly worried about a few potential scenarios.
Okay, let's talk about those. What are the worst case scenarios that are keeping cybersecurity professionals up at night?
So one really frightening possibility is supply chain compromise. You know, imagine UserSec getting into the networks of companies that provide software or hardware to critical infrastructure. They could put backdoors or malware into systems before they're even deployed.
Oh, wow. So it's like a ticking time bomb just buried deep inside these essential systems.
Exactly. And those systems could be anything. Power grids, transportation networks, financial institutions. I mean, the potential for damage is just enormous.
That's one nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
What else are experts worried about?
Another one is attacks on like symbolic targets within governments and administrations. These attacks, they might not actually like cripple vital services, but they could really show how powerful UserSec is, you know, their reach, sow chaos, and erode public confidence in these institutions.
So it's more about the psychological impact than the actual damage, like a way to spread fear and uncertainty.
Exactly. They want to show that they can strike at the heart of power, make people question the competence and security of their leaders.
That's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Are there any other potential targets that are particularly vulnerable?
Yeah, transportation systems are a major concern. Air travel, rail networks, maritime shipping, you know, all these vital arteries of commerce and travel. Imagine the chaos and the economic damage if UserSec managed to disrupt those systems.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. They're going after all the things that keep our world running, the systems that we rely on every day.
Right. And we can't forget about healthcare, hospitals, emergency response systems, medical supply chains, all potential targets. And disrupting those services could create panic, undermine public trust, and even put lives at risk.
This is getting pretty dark. It seems like UserSec is targeting the very fabric of our society.
Yeah, and there's one more angle to consider. The damage to a nation's image and credibility. You know, if there are successful and highly publicized cyber attacks against a country's critical infrastructure, that could have consequences on the international stage. It could make them look weak and vulnerable and undermine their standing in the global community.
So UserSec isn't just about, like, stealing data or causing these temporary disruptions. They're actually trying to undermine trust.
Yeah.
Sow discord and weaken entire nations.
That's the big picture. And it really shows us that the threats we face in the digital world, they're not just about bits and bytes, you know? They have real world consequences that can impact our lives in some really profound ways.
This has been a really eye-opening deep dive. I think we've learned a lot about UserSec today, their tactics, their motivations, and the potential impact of their actions. But what does all of this mean for us as individuals? How can we protect ourselves from these kinds of threats?
Well, on a practical level, it's more important than ever to practice good cybersecurity hygiene. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, being wary of suspicious emails and links. Those are all really important steps.
But we also talked about how UserSec exploits our emotions, our biases. How do we protect ourselves from that?
Well, that's where critical thinking comes in. We need to be skeptical of the information that we see online. Ask yourself, who's sharing this? What's their agenda? Are they trying to appeal to my emotions, to sway my opinion?
So it's like we need to become digital detectives ourselves.
Yeah.
Constantly evaluating the information that we're consuming.
Exactly. And that's where emotional intelligence comes in. Being aware of our own emotions, recognizing how others might try to manipulate them, and being able to step back and critically evaluate information without getting swept away by things like fear or anger or outrage.
So in a world that's so reliant on technology and interconnectedness, it's not just about firewalls and antivirus software. It's about building our own mental defenses, our own emotional resilience.
Well said. And it's a good reminder that the fight against cyber threats, it's not just a technical challenge, it's a human one. It requires us to be informed, to be vigilant, and to be discerning. in how we navigate the digital landscape.
That's a powerful thought to leave our listeners with as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of UserSec. We encourage you to think about what we've discussed today. The landscape of cyber threats is constantly changing. And so too must our understanding and our defenses. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.